Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will give a first hollow stem update, remind cattle producers of the benefits of cleaning up their winter feeding sites, tips for your lawn, and remind everyone of the upcoming Master Gardener Educational Program coming March 27th. But first, spring is here, and with that, we hopefully will get some more needed moisture. Recent snows have been very beneficial to the existing wheat crop, along with all the other agricultural areas. Between now and the next couple of weeks, each wheat farmer will need to be out scouting and analyzing their fields to see what effects this moisture has done for this year's wheat crop. Before long, farmers will be out in their fields, getting their areas ready for the spring planting. Important decisions will have to be made by all farmers and the successfulness of their next crops. Most cattlemen are halfway finished with calving and are looking forward to the warmer, longer days that spring brings. With this comes fence fixing, burning of pastures, bull selection, and getting livestock ready to go to grass. Many farmers and ranchers have added duties to perform at this time of year and are expected to get more work done in the giving weeks. Shortcuts can be taken, but sometimes easier steps turn into disaster and failure. Make sure all tasks are complete and done in a safe way. Sometimes that means reading the label or following each step-by-step procedure or just stopping and looking both ways at a stop sign. Stay safe and always remember to think before you do. In my garden and yard news, there seems like an outgoing battle to keep weeds out of our lawns. Instead of constantly applying chemical treatments, KSRE suggests taking a proactive approach to prevent weeds from growing in the first place. Some of the common reasons why weeds invade our lawns include improper mowing, mowing too low or too frequently, improper watering. Frequent watering encourages weed seed germination. Improper fertilizing. Fertilizing too much or too little, or at the wrong time, will benefit weeds more than the grass. Excessive wear. Turf areas used for recreation and sports are subject to wear and compaction. Environmental stress. Weeds often take over a lawn after it has been weakened or thinned from weather-related stress. Having a thick green lawn helps to keep out weeds and diseases. In my wheat news, I am continuing to report on the progress of first hollow stem over the next few weeks. Cattle should be removed from wheat pastures when the wheat crop reaches first hollow stem. Grazing past this stage can severely affect the wheat yields. As of March 17th, all varieties have started to elongate their hollow stem, although none have yet reached the 1.5 centimeter threshold for cattle removal from wheat pasture. But first hollow stem is generally achieved within a few days from when the stem starts to elongate, depending on the temperature and moisture conditions. Therefore, I would advise producers to monitor their wheat fields closely here in the next week. In other farming news, later this spring, cattlemen will be moving their cattle to grass. New grass means the opportunity to stop feeding hay and getting the cattle out of the winter feeding areas. New grass season is also the time to clean up the manure and waste hay around the winter feeding sites. Feeding site maintenance can improve animal health and performance, protect groundwater and surface water, reduce odor, and reduce insect populations. It does take some time and effort to properly clean the feeding sites, but the benefits far outweigh the negatives. Remember, spring is the best time to clean up the winter feeding sites. Scraping and stockpiling the waste not only improves animal health, but it also protects the surface water in a nearby stream or pond. In my extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's Farmers Market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, homemade jams and jellies, baked goods, and small crafts, anything homemade and homegrown. The dates of this year's market will be every Saturday from the end of May through October. If anyone is interested in becoming a weekly vendor, please contact the McPherson County Extension Office at 620-241-1523. And on our extension calendar, the Master Gardener and Friends will be hosting an educational gardening program March 27th, starting at 7 p.m. right here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.